Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear ladies. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Muslim lady. This is Asma. I have the honor to be your host. And again, I have the pleasure to be at the service of Sister Zainab. Welcome to the studio.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming here. I would like you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself for those people who have just joined us.
All right. I'm Turfatul Zainab Askari, and I am from Kashmir, which is under Indian administration. And I have been living in Iran for some past 9 years now. And I have studied a master's in linguistics, and I have also I'm also engaged in the Hausa studies. And at the same time, I'm teaching.
That's great. Well, as women, we all have been there in the point of bursting and oversharing everything, not letting a single thing as a secret in my heart, whether it be to a friend, a family member, to, I don't know, anyone who's so close to you. You try to share every single thing that is burdening in your heart, that is starting to look like a burden over your shoulder. So in these situations now, I would ask myself that, okay, you know, what happens after that, after this act of oversharing, you start eating yourself many times that, okay, why I did this? I shouldn't have done it. What's your general idea about oversharing, first of all?
Sometimes you feel like necessity of sharing each and everything.
Yeah, but trust me, even in those moments, it's the act of hormones.
It is.
It's not a thing that you must do it.
Yeah, but like silence is literally a wisdom. But
very much of wisdom, even to your close friends.
But if you practice it, it makes you vulnerable. So and sometimes leads you to regret.
Yeah, it leads to regret.
And we really have this mindful communication in Islam, and also silence is preferred at many times. And the importance of thinking before speaking, maintaining privacy,
exactly,
all those things, you know, are important.
The first thing that happens to a person who overshares, specifically women, is the fact that after maybe you, for one day, you have this feeling of purgation, like you are purified.
Yeah.
Everything is off your shoulder.
Yeah.
You feel free, but then as soon as you put your head on the pillow, the thoughts are going to come haunting you.
Exactly.
What if the person I shared to would share everything? What if, and the road of what if that doesn't end?
Yeah, I know. And, you know, persuasion has a high, high impact on how you do that. For example, you get persuaded with the things. For example, I would say in one of the movie scenes, we had this idea that when a person would hear some new news, his stomach would blow up like a balloon. And until and unless this person would not go and share with other person, this
balloon is there.
Balloon is there. Yeah. Keep it private.
As your commodity.
Keep it private, yeah. Personal information is precious and it should be safeguarded. It has to be safeguarded. Sharing too much with others, it leads to breaches of trust and unnecessary vulnerability.
Do not let others consume you by the ideas and information that you have shared with them.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
So as a human being, as a mature human being who already knows the trick of the trade, by now we all must know that oversharing would create too much of a problem. But why we still do that?
Sometimes you want to fill the silence. Sometimes you're driven by emotions.
Yeah, yes, very true. Driven by emotion and fill the silence.
Yeah.
Break the ice.
Apply a mental filter.
Mm-hmm.
Filter things. Like the hadith that we have been told, think before you speak, is telling us put a filter on the things. Like ask yourself a question. Does this person really need to know right now?
Should I have to add this?
oversharing seriously in the moment. It happens often. Yeah. It happens in the moment. Why? Because I have to fill the silence. So before speaking, just pause. Apply this filter and then like try to share. This is very important. It's not always necessary that you're the one who has to fill the silence. And to fill the silence, you can use RDs, you can use any other thing.
You can use the weather talk.
Yeah, but not necessarily like sharing.
Not necessarily your personal issues.
Because the more you share seriously about information, you are so, so vulnerable then.
Exactly. You get on the verge of vulnerability and then there, nobody can help you. The secrets and whatever is related to you is mostly considered as a secret. So if you share your secrets with other people, it's no longer you the only guardian of these secrets. Other people can also manage to control you.
Yeah, and you know, it's they will. We have this couplet in Kashmiri language which says sir gasbaun zansi nat kya hawan gar zansi, which means that sir is secret, you know, it's the secret should be revealed to the one who knows you.
Yeah,
nat kya hawan gar zansi, what is the point to sharing it with the unknown? And the known here in this poem, like when we further elaborate this poem or summarize this, it entirely keeps on saying after every stanza that it's only God.
It's only God.
It's only God.
Because
so it's
the only
one
who wouldn't use your secrets against you. The
yes.
table that you're sitting with God on, the table would never turn against you.
Exactly. So, and never undermine the value of your words.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes each word has a value, it has a significance that you are sharing. So never undermine that. Okay, I just said this, I didn't said something. Everything you say has some, like, you know, some more
exactly.
value. I remember I was seeing a serial or something, then there was this intelligence department and they sent someone to gather the information, and she says that I had the access to more information, but that was not of our concern, but I gathered just a few. And then this intelligence officer says every word had everything, all the other information left there had significance.
Exactly.
Even if it yeah. was not of our concern.
Yeah.
So, you know, yes, so this shows that words carry weight and have the power of influence, and they can build trust, they can cause harm at the same time. So oversharing can dilute the value and also lead to unintended consequences. You're not, I would say the people who overshare are the innocent because they never intend to, you know, keep themselves on the vulnerable
yeah.
situation. So yeah, it happens due to innocence, but we have to educate ourselves on that note.
And I guess mostly women have got to actually take care of themselves when they are sharing a stuff. Just as you said, in the gatherings they have together with their friends, with other women, they, as you just said, they want to fill the blank spaces, the silence. Therefore, they start adding things about their life, their personal life, about their family, and then these things are not necessary.
Yeah.
They did not know that there are people who would take the note of every single thing in the back of their mind. And then one day that thing is going to be used against you. So instead of that, you can talk about some other stuff. Like, I don't know, you can talk about your favorite book. You can talk about whether anything, just not
something
your
knowledgeable,
personal issues.
Something yeah. knowledgeable. You know, something that does not make you vulnerable. Something
exactly.
that does not create you, put you in a situation that you'll be a victim tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true. So, you know, for the causes of oversharing, I guess, there are still a lot of things to say. We'll go for a break and then we'll be back. this is the last part of today's Muslim Lady, where we're talking about oversharing, the thing that most of us have been victimized by it many times, and we've been entrapped by the shackles of oversharing, because when you share, you put yourself in the position of being controlled by others because they have information about you that they shouldn't have. The things that are really, really redundant to be said to others.
Right.
So you said many way outs. You said that instead of just if it's for just filling the silence, you can do some other stuff. We said that you can put some other discussions on the table.
Right.
And then also you said that you can just keep them for yourself. Ask yourself, filterize the questions that you're going to ask.
And is it really necessary to do that right now?
Exactly.
With this particular person?
Mm-hmm.
Is this going to be beneficial? And so many other things. Like, for example, you know, I would say treat your words like currency.
Mm-hmm.
And spend them wisely and save them for meaningful conversations.
Very true.
And, you know, because...
Now, this is the discourse of trade, because nowadays the world is circling in money. So imagine all the information that you have is just money. You wouldn't be oversharing money with the world.
Yes, exactly. So, and save them. I told you, save them for meaningful conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, your conversations are not necessarily, or information is not necessarily meant to be done with every third person. But yes, sometimes it's necessary. Sometimes I think sharing is good. Even with the people you're close to.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, it's because it creates an illusion in your mind of connection. I'm making a connection. No. It overwhelms others.
Yeah.
You have to think about others. So genuine relationships really thrives on meaningful and balanced exchange.
Very
okay?
true.
So so you can focus on active listening.
Mm-hmm.
Than on, like, you know, just I have to be dominating in the conversation. Don't be dominative somewhere else,
yeah,
but not necessarily in the conversation. So
if
yes,
you're seeking for attention, at least try to talk about other subjects.
And when you're doing that, basically, other party feels unheard.
Yeah.
The other person either feels overwhelmed or feels unheard. So try to be very mindful of these situations. And, you know, and whatever you speak, be mindful of what you're speaking. Like, you know, we have to think before you speak at these. And because this involves you considering the impact and relevance of what you share, because oversharing often occurs when you speak impulsively. You're not mindful of that. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, silence is an ornament of the intellect.
Exactly.
So yeah, intellectual people, they adorn themselves with the silence.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking before speaking demonstrates wisdom, and it also demonstrates the self-control you have.
So sharing is not bad, but even for sharing, we have some specific conditions, like you must pick a person who's really trusted by you, and then never get into the trap of oversharing, because
yes,
at the end of the day, you're going to be the only victim of it. You're going to be that only victim. So yes, whenever you feel like oversharing, please, please, please try to change your position. I don't know, go anywhere. Go anywhere and be alone. I guess that's the best way to ignore, to ward off the danger of oversharing with other people, and then have a fresh air. Maybe that would change your mood. And because of a specific moment, you feel like you want to share more. But then if you go change your mood, if you go drink, I don't know, coffee, whatever you like, a cold drink, anything.
Yeah. And
that change of mood is going to change your even tendency to share more.
And remember that, you know, if you're silent, it does not mean that you are not, like, you are not powerful person,
yeah,
a dominating person.
Yeah.
Silence is a shield for the wise.
Exactly.
And your words are a sword that may cut both ways.
Exactly. So silence is going to be for your benefit. You can share for sure, but try to filterize the necessity. Try to filterize the unnecessary things that you are sharing with the world. So thank you, Sister Zainab, and thank you to our listeners. I guess by now you already know that you shouldn't be oversharing, because then that would create a victim out of you. I hope you would never get caught up in that situation where you have to overshare with others. I hope your heart get filled by the love of God, and you would never feel the tendency and necessity to share with people. his servants on earth. So this was all. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.